All right, we'll get ready to get started. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael. I'm the Director of Products at Aprenda. And today we'll talk about how we can enable you to build a real world hybrid cloud with seamless application portability. First of all, thank you for coming. I know this is lunch hour for most of you, so we do appreciate you guys showing up here. A little bit of background on me. I was at Microsoft for close to 12 years. And I work mainly in virtualization technologies, as well as in Windows Server, data protection, as well as management. I was an architect and a program manager, so I'm very intimately familiar with the virtualization ecosystem and how we started going from physical servers to virtualization to infrastructure as a service and the technologies that moved on from there. Just to get a little bit of understanding on our audience here, how many of you guys are IT, like architects, or basically you're responsible for the infrastructure in your organization? A few. Any developers in the room? Excellent. And how many of you guys are using a platform as a service today? All right, excellent. And any one of you guys working either already have a hybrid cloud strategy in place or have plans to implement one very quickly within the next 6 months, for example, or you're just here to learn more about how we could enable you to do something like that? All right, excellent, very good. How many of you guys have heard of Aprenda before coming into this room today? All right, cool. Well, we'll make sure we educate everyone in terms of what we do and the advantages that our platform brings into the mix. In a nutshell, Aprenda delivers a platform as a service, a private platform as a service, and we're regarded by Gartner as an early leader in the cloud-enabled application quadrant that they create. We have a foundational software layer that enables you to execute and manage modern cloud applications. We allow you to leverage existing skill sets that you have. We allow you to leverage your existing infrastructure investments. And we're going to talk about how you can bring those into the mix. And on top of that, we abstract the execution layer where you can run your Java or your .NET applications. When I talk to a lot of customers, one of the things that I like to say is that what we do deliver is we give IT the policy as well as the guardrails that they need to enable developers to operate in a self-service way and get the experience that they want. One of the big things that we talk about at Aprenda when we start talking about our platform as a service and our capabilities is the software-defined enterprise. That's our main target for our ecosystem. Those are the enterprises that primarily use software to extend and improve their traditional business models and create entirely new revenue streams. If you think of companies like Nike, for example, they started using devices like the ones that you put on your wristband or things that you put on your shoes, and they started increasing their revenue. They started making a stickier platform where they tie their customers to their products just by the virtue of using software to extend their capabilities and enhance what they deliver to their customers. So why do enterprises write custom software today? And what I mean by custom software, I mean the line of business applications that most enterprises create to enhance the capabilities we talked about earlier. They want to help their businesses run more smoothly and efficiently. And they want to generate those new revenue streams and make happier customers. I know a lot of you guys remember this. In the past, you used to do this. You used to go to Borders. You purchase some of your books there. And you sit down, have a coffee, go through the books. Today, we order most of the things online. So services and software is changing the way we do businesses. And there's probably 100 different examples like this, from going to banks in the past to cash a check or withdraw money to doing most of your transactions online now, and so on and so forth. So there's some real enterprise IT challenges out there. you know, deploying, managing, running custom application workloads is costly. It's time consuming. And building new applications takes time as well. And as your applications are getting more complex, they rely on more things. You have to worry about things like the networking infrastructure. You have to worry about attacks. You have to worry about scalability, meeting customer demands. All of those problems are complex. At Aprenda, our goal is to trivialize the application and the infrastructure management at scale. We abstract the delivery of applications from the infrastructure itself, and we're equipping developers to effortlessly build, deploy, and run cloud-architected applications. In a nutshell, we're this software layer that enables organizations to stitch a set of compute units that could be anywhere from your private cloud, your public cloud, or the hosted cloud, and we put them together to deliver a self-service platform as a service that allows you to run .NET as well as Java applications. By virtue of that, we enable you to have orders of magnitude improvements in infrastructure utilization, productivity, agility, policy, and governance. You can purchase commodity hardware and create a grid that you can run your applications. When we look at the architecture diagram for Aprenda, you'll notice here a few things. We create a complete abstraction layer on top of the infrastructure, which could be a combination of Windows or Linux compute units. You can get those from a private environment. It could be bare metal, it could be Hyper-V. You could get them from a hybrid environment if you like to, or you could get them from the public. So you can go to Azure Infrastructure as a Service, purchase a set of virtual machines, and bring them into Aprenda as compute units. At the platform layer, Aprenda enhances and enables the applications to run either on Tomcat or JBoss in the Java world. We allow you to run anything on .NET CLR for the Windows side of things. We support IIS. We support both SQL Server and Oracle, depending if you're using .NET or Java applications and whichever platform you're mostly comfortable with. And then all your apps are sitting up on top, completely abstracted from the infrastructure. They can run independently. They can be scaled. And they get all the advantages of a platform as a service. For IT department, this provides a few significant benefits. The first of all is you can leverage your existing infrastructure and the existing skill sets that you have in your organization today that allow you to deliver the infrastructure that we talked about. Aprenda also gives them a policy engine that allows them to define the guardrails around which the developers can operate in a self-service way to deliver and manage and upload their applications. You get infrastructure independence. You can purchase any type of commodity hardware you like and run your lead infrastructure for delivering your applications. And the last but not least, you can go fully hybrid. So you can deliver compute units from any type of infrastructure that you feel that your IT department would like to purchase it from, and Aprenda will be able to stitch that together into a resource grid and enable you to deliver your applications. Before we go any further, I would like to explain a little bit about the Aprenda container. When a developer finishes coding their application in Visual Studio, they basically have a package that defines what their application is. That, and the same could be said also for the Java world. What Aprenda does, once you get that container, we basically create a model out of it, and that's what allows us to execute and run that container on top of a compute unit. Because we have a proprietary container, very similar to how Docker is, it allows us to get a few very distinct benefits. The first of all is size. Your application now is much smaller in size. We're not talking about a virtual machine that's like 15 or 20 gigabytes in size. We're talking about an application that's closer to the 100 megabyte range. It's mobile. Because it's small in size, it's self-contained. And because it's running on an application runtime environment that we control as Aprenda, you can move it from one server to the other, and we can guarantee the execution of that application across any node, whether that's on-premise or in the public cloud. It can be isolated, so we can enforce an identity on that container. So you could execute it within process isolation and give it an account, an AD account from your environment and isolate it from other processes. We can enforce a resource control. So use both in the Java world as well as in the .NET world, we use kernel constructs to enable us to say, this container can only consume a gigabyte of RAM and a gigahertz of CPU. That helps eliminate noisy neighbors and it ensures that everybody plays together in a multi-tenant environment. Because everybody plays together, it allows us to deliver a multi-tenant application delivery platform. So you could have applications from different users running on top of the exact same compute unit. And as a byproduct of that, you no longer need a single virtual machine per application. Now you can place a lot more applications on top of the same server and give you the benefits of getting a higher utilization on your servers. And the last but not least is policy. Apprenda controls the entire environment. It controls the container. We control where it's placed. And as the IT administrator defines policies, we can use those policies to programmatically drive the actions of where the container should be placed, how it should be scaled, and how we should respond to customer demand. When we go to customers and talk about Apprenda, we usually start wearing two hats. The first hat is the IT administrator, where we talk to IT department, explaining them the benefits of bringing Apprenda into the mix. The second hat is the developer hat, where we start talking to developers about the features and the capabilities that Apprenda gives to them to help them create applications and deliver them to their end users in a faster way. So in this deck, what you'll see here, you'll notice that without Apprenda, a developer has to implement custom code to do things like multi-tenancy, authorization, authentication. If I want to scale my application, I have to write code for it. If I want to implement pricing, metering, load balancing, all of those are things that as a developer I have to worry about and make sure that I code those into my application. When Apprenda is being used, you start inheriting from the platform as a service a lot of these capabilities. So as a developer, I don't have to write a single line of code to be able to take advantage of scaling, for example. All I have to do is go to the Apprenda portal and say, I would like my instance to go from 1 to 5, and automatically that will happen. I don't have to write any code for authentication or authorization. All of those are capabilities that you inherit from the platform, and you will notice the difference by being on Apprenda. Immediately, any application becomes a modern cloud application without writing a single line of code. The numbers you're seeing here is based on case studies and existing customers that we have, but what we've noticed is that there's a 30% commodity time that the developer has to spend on when they're basically writing their application, things that you know are repetitive tasks that you have to do on every single application that you create. And there's this 70% that you can concentrate on innovation where you're creating value for your company. So Apprenda enhances this and allows you to concentrate as much as possible on that innovation piece without concentrating on the commodity piece of your application. So immediately you get self-service as a developer, you get a faster time to market, you get predictability in running and deploying your applications. You no longer have to retest your application every time you go from dev test to production. It's executing on the same runtime that Apprenda controls, whether it's in any stage in your application lifecycle. You can modernize both existing applications as well as net new applications. So you can take an existing application today that's written as a web application in .NET, and with a few hours of work, you can transform that to executing Apprenda without having to re-architect it, without having to rewrite it, and immediately you get the benefits we talked about in the previous slide, and you notice the difference of being on our platform. You can speed up your development by taking advantage of the application constructs that the platform as a service delivers for you. And the PaaS abstraction and simplicity enables a developer to concentrate on adding value to the corporation without having to make IT requests for every resource that they need. I would like a virtual machine. I would like an IP address range. I would like DNS names. I would like a load balancer. All those requests are no longer necessary within a platform as a service. And as we go through the demo later on, I will show you guys how we make that possible. A lot of these things are harder to speak and easier to show you in a demo later on. So let's talk a little bit about hybrid cloud here. We're gonna share here some of the insight that we've seen both from customers as we're helping them deliver a hybrid cloud, as well as some of my own experience at Microsoft being on the virtualization, the hybrid cloud teams there for many years. As an IT organization, you wanna provide your customers with the best service. It doesn't matter where you get that service. It doesn't matter what cloud provider you use. So you could provide it directly. You could service a broker to a third party, like a public cloud. But at the end of the day, you want to have the best service delivery vehicle for your customers. And you want to dictate that based on business needs, on cost, on compliance, and other IT organization needs. Hybrid cloud, though, is very hard. You have to reconcile existing investments with your future strategy. You have to require alignment across many operational IT silos. So you need to bring a lot of people into the mix before you can actually define a hybrid cloud policy. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, startups in Silicon Valley and them being able to utilize the public cloud right away. Well, those guys don't have to carry the baggage that a traditional IT organization has. They start from scratch. So it's easy for them to go and use the latest and the greatest in the public cloud or in the hybrid cloud, because essentially, they're not in your shoes. You have a lot more things to consider. You have to get buy-in from the database group, from the networking group, from the identity team, from the compliance team, before you can actually define a strategy around how you should move to the hybrid cloud and start taking advantages of public cloud and private cloud mixed together. So this becomes a philosophical discussion in an organization. And this has to be embraced by multiple parties as the new strategy for your IT department. Understand that some of those challenges are hard. They sometimes become a forcing function either because developers require it or it comes down as a specific directive from the CIO. But we're going to show here in this presentation how it can help you overcome some of those needs and how Apprenda can help stitch together the hybrid cloud and enable you to have an easier conversation with both the IT department as well as the development engineering group. When virtualization happened, I remember that, you know, it wasn't easy to convince developers that they need to move from physical boxes to run their applications and move them into virtual machines. You know, in a lot of ways, you provided the same execution environment for them. They still got the Windows Server operating system where they could run their application. So for them, it wasn't clear, why should I go and make this change? Eventually, they saw the benefit that a virtual machine could be delivered for them in a manner of minutes or hours compared to days or weeks that it took for them to get the physical box. So that was very clear benefit to developers, and that helped overcome initial fears and help move towards that direction of virtualization. We believe that by the benefits of enabling you to deliver your applications in seconds, developers could see the need as well as the benefits for a platform as a service. In the current state of enterprise IT, operations has become very good at spinning up virtual machines very fast. You know, it allows for rapid deployment, whether that's in the public or the private cloud. It improves agility, it improves hardware utilization, works with pretty much any type of application that can run on top of the operating system that your virtual machine has. But, you know, while virtualization enables you to pack more servers into a smaller footprint, essentially we saved organizations from running out of power and cooling in their data centers, which was a very real problem for IT back in 2003. When it came along, it was also very hard to convince an IT department to run a mission-critical application on top of a virtual machine. So that took time. So today, you can't get the physical server anymore. You have to actually have to make a real request into your department and go through a lot of hoops to get the physical server. In most cases, getting a VM is the standard now. But VMs aren't perfect. You know, VM sprawl is a real issue. Your average utilization hovers around 20%. And you know, we solve a lot of problems by adding more VMs to this. So by throwing more VMs into the problem, you're essentially percolating and increasing the same problem. Every time you add a new VM, you're still lowering your overall utilization of your environment. You're taking that hardware utilization problem that existed 10 years ago, and you're moving it up the stack. It moves from the software, from the hardware to the software. So now your physical servers are utilized very highly, and your VMs are running inside of them, they're not. So adding more servers to the problem, it just increases your IT operating costs. So you can't be efficient this way. So there has to be a better way. Now, moving your VMs to someone else's data center, for example, Azure Infrastructure as a Service, it helps you in terms of you don't have to build your own data center, but there is no difference in experience for your end users. They still get a virtual machine, the VM is still on the lower side of being utilized, and you're transferring that problem to another area. So let's look at the evolution to platform as a service. Initially, we started with physical machines, and virtualization came along, and it gave a few very important benefits that helped it get wide adoption. It gave initially consolidation of workloads, it drove up the hardware utilization of servers, it enabled portability of VMs. So now you had a container that isolated your operating system and you could move it around. And as long as you stayed in the same type of hardware virtualization platform, whether that was Hyper-V or VMware, that kind of worked. It gave you application isolation as well as security based on the operating system that you're using. Then infrastructure as a service came along, and you started getting things like scalability, pay-as-you-go, bottomless capacity, and the economies of scale. That was a very important part of, you know, why a lot of people are moving to the public cloud, and the fact that it's available in seconds, so you can go within a couple of minutes and you can get a brand new virtual machine and start working on it. With platform as a service, you enable developers no longer to ask for virtual machines, load balancers, databases. Instead, they provide the applications to you. They express the desired state, the metadata about their application, and what they get back is a URL that they can manage their application. The end result here is that IT is helping developers consume more IT in a consistent manner with the policy that they have set in place, and everything is in a becomes, you drive up the quality, you drive up your application delivery, and you have happier customers, happier developers, happier IT. So PaaS is really the alternative to modern application delivery. The cloud is all about moving to the shared, multi-tenant, application-centric service model. App can be the unit of chargeback. You no longer have to worry about virtual machines. You can charge your developers based on compute cycles that their application is consuming. You can charge them based on the storage that the database is using underneath the application. That's really what the business units care about. They care about, you know, what does it take for me to deliver a line of business application, and what do I have to pay for it? That's what the value is in that line of business application. So as a software-defined enterprise, this is really how they can further their vision and their innovation and deliver value to their own end customers. So it's all about the applications. Infrastructure economics will always continuously improve. There's always going to be reduction in costs. Like every month or so, I get a new announcement from AWS and Microsoft Azure that tells me there's a new cost reduction happening across the world. They're going to always compete. They're always going to cut prices. You can take advantage of that by creating a hybrid cloud platform that allows you to seamlessly use resources across both environments and be able to take advantage of those economies of scale. So position yourself to take advantage of that trend. And by abstracting your applications and the app owners from the infrastructure, it enables IT to become flexible. The developers are no longer tied to what version of Windows Server you're using. If you want to take a server out of rotation to patch it, you no longer have to notify your developers. You don't have to go check with 10 different engineering organizations to make sure that this patch window makes sense for them. So it helps put the focus on them to deliver their applications and manage them, and it enables you to focus on running your infrastructure in the best way possible, from a cost perspective, from an efficiency perspective, from making decisions where your servers will lie and how you can take advantage of the latest and greatest trends. You know, when you think about IT today, nobody really gets fired for a server having low utilization. So that's kind of what's helping the problem I talked about earlier, where you have a lot of nodes that are 20% CPU utilization. But you know when someone gets fired for? When they have an application that requires cycles and they don't exist today. So when there is an application that's hungry, there is customer demand that's being driven to your application, and you don't have enough resources to meet that demand. Now that's one of the reasons that we believe that by abstracting the infrastructure from the applications, you can concentrate on making sure you have a healthy infrastructure that's multi-tenant, and across the board you keep your environment at the resource utilization that makes sense for the applications that are running on top of it, and you can let the apps operate on top of that and be able to, on their own, automatically scale as their business needs dictate. So when we look at some of the requirements for hybrid cloud, this is basically some of the requirements that we've heard both from customers as well as our own experience. You know, people want a single pane of glass to manage the entire assets they have, both from an infrastructure perspective as well as from an application delivery perspective. That would span public, private, as well as hosted. People want policy to provide the guardrails that allow them to operate in a self-service way and to protect them from both a compliance as well as security perspective. They want the cloud to work for both net new as well as existing applications. Nobody wants to spend time to rewrite and re-architect an application. That's costly. That's not adding value or creating innovation in your company if you have to go rewrite 50% of your application that existed in your infrastructure today. You know, a very real problem that we hear from customers is Windows Server 2003 is going out of life very soon. So what is going to happen with those applications that are sitting on those servers? Well, rewriting them is a very costly proposition. So is there an easier way that you can migrate them, modernize them, and give them the benefits of the cloud? You want seamless portability. You want the ability to move your applications across the infrastructure based on business needs. I remember in 2008 or so, I did a demo on stage where we migrated a virtual machine from the private cloud to the public cloud. That migration took about 2.5 hours back then. I'll show you a demo later on, if we have time, where I can migrate an application from the private cloud to the public cloud, and it will take under a couple of minutes, because the unit that you're working with is that container that we talked about, that's your application, and you're no longer tied to an entire virtual machine. that enables you to move your workloads and execute them on the environment that they work best in. This is a fairly high-level diagram of the Aprenda platform. I just want to touch on a couple of points here to show you guys the extensibility that our platform provides. So on the bottom side here, we have our infrastructure. That's where we provide you the independence. It could be public, private, hosted, could be virtual, it could be physical. Basically, any type of compute capacity can be driven to can be given to Aprenda, and essentially what you're getting is a resource grid to run your applications. Over here, we have our application servers. It could be JBoss, Tomcat, .NET Runtime. We have our policy engine and the capabilities we talked about that we provide to developers that enable them to architect those cloud-enabled applications. We provide authorization authentication coming from end users, and we have multiple interfaces to enable different users in your organization to use Aprenda. For your end users, they get to see your applications. For your developers, they can operate within Visual Studio. They can use Windows Azure Pack. They can use a RESTful interface. They could use a CLI. And we have also a developer portal that they can use. IT staff and operations that's focusing on infrastructure can use our operator portal as well as System Center that they have put existing investments in terms of monitoring, virtualization, or service management. And product managers can focus on commercialization of their offerings, either through tools like Windows Azure Pack or through our operator portal, where they can define things like billing, metering, chargeback, as well as resource control. Aprenda also allows extensibility, where we enable an IT organization to extend the platform to deliver resources that are not native to Aprenda. So for example, if you want to enable a developer to use MongoDB to be able to store things from within their application, we have actually created an extension for Aprenda for MongoDB. We've created one for Hadoop, we have one for NetApp, and I'll show you guys, we have about 15 or so add-ons created today that it allows an IT to deliver value to the developer in an IT-sanctioned way. So if a developer is asking for a MongoDB database, you can allow him to create an instantiation of that and use it within their application, and you control the policy of how that is delivered. Same thing if they want a file share, for example. They want to store some logs in their application. They can go create the NetApp or a regular file system add-on, create a file share. Their application can consume that, write the logs, and if you ever want to take that away, you can remove that instantiation of the file share, for example. I know that Windows Azure Pack has been a big topic here at this specific version of TechEd, and I wanted to make sure that I gave you a little bit of feedback on how Aprenda integrates with WAP. So we have created the resource provider for Windows Azure Pack, and we're part of the insiders group that is working side by side with the Windows Azure team to help them both in this version of WAP as well as in the next. And as you can see here, Aprenda on the bottom with the blue icons, we help extend Windows Azure Pack across a variety of categories. First, starting from websites, we support Java, so we bring Tomcat and JBoss into the mix. We are also working on Docker integration as well now, so we can bring that to the Windows Azure Pack. From the virtual machine perspective, we can introduce Linux, VMware, Azure, IaaS, as well as OpenStack into the mix, in addition to the supported virtual machine types that WAP supports today. From the virtual network perspective, Aprenda has a built-in load balancer and router that we give to our application owners. So when you're creating an app and you're scaling it, you never have to worry about how is that thing going to be load balanced. Aprenda takes care of all of that by using CoreOS capabilities and building a load balancer out of that. From a database perspective, we bring Oracle and MongoDB as well as other Hadoop distributions into the mix. And by effectively integrating Aprenda into Windows Azure Pack, we provide developers and IT administrators the ability to create custom web applications have a fully fledged platform as a service capability that's multi-tenant, it brings policy, it brings Windows services into the mix. We've talked about some of these benefits throughout the presentation, and I want to make sure that I got the chance to kind of refresh you before we get into a demo. Apprenda enables you to get agility, orders of magnitude faster in terms of how you can deploy your applications, manage them, as well as migrate them across different clouds. You can use your existing infrastructure investments. You can use your own commodity hardware that you have today. From a developer standpoint, we eliminate a high percentage of those commodity tasks that they execute every day. They don't have to write authentication. They don't have to write scaling. They don't have to write fault tolerance into their app. That increases productivity by 700%, and as we've seen in some of our customers, and it also improves your time to market for your applications. That means that as an organization, you deliver your innovation faster to your own customers. And with very little effort, we allow you to cloud enable existing applications and modernize them to take advantage of a platform as a service. From an infrastructure, everything doesn't run in virtual machine right now. It doesn't run isolated. You have a multi-tenant environment where your applications are sharing the same compute unit. That allows you to save a lot of money on infrastructure costs and see a very high boost in the utilization of your virtual machines or your physical machines. So you're really running your data center as a cloud provider, in essence. From an operation standpoint, you get up to 90% reduction in costs associated with application deployment. There's no updates, there's no maintenance. You don't have to worry about some of the things that you do today. Take a server off the rotation, move the applications that are running on that server to another node that will take a few minutes at the most, go patch the server and bring it back into the mix. There's no clustering technology. All we have here is a distributed multi-tenant application runtime environment. And complexity is heavily reduced. You have reduction in VM and OS sprawl. You're going to cut your licensing costs. You're going to standardize. You're going to create new architectural patterns. You're really essentially moving beyond server virtualization into this new modern world of hybrid platform as a service. Before I actually get started on a demo, I was wondering if anybody has any questions. I want to give people the opportunity to ask some questions right now rather than only at the end. Good. All right, cool. So let's get started here on the demo. Remember at the beginning I talked about how Apprenda kind of works with two different types of organizations within a company, the IT organization and the engineering slash development organization. As I'm going through this presentation, I'm going to look at two different portals that cater to each one of those experiences, and I'm going to let you know which hat I'm working on at the same time. So right now, I'm basically the operator of Apprenda. I'm the guy that's responsible for the infrastructure, and I'm in the IT department. What you are looking at is the Apprenda operator portal, which gives us a very quick view of how your platform is utilizing its existing infrastructure. You can see, you know, how your guest applications, the top ones based on memory, based on CPU, and based on storage, and you can see, you know, how your platform memory allocation looks like and, you know, how much bandwidth you have. You can further drill in and look at all the servers that are providing the compute capacity for the resource grid that Apprenda is using. Oh, got a server error here. It's not good. Sorry about that. Guys, I apologize about that. I don't know why we got that. Maybe it's because I switched from the Wi-Fi to the... All right, so let's take a look at our servers here. So I have a set of servers here that are basically coming from two separate clouds. I have my private data center that's built within my organization, and I have my Windows Azure data center, where I'm basically renting virtual machines from Windows Azure infrastructure as a service. Now, these nodes are a combination of Windows and Linux operating systems, as you can see. And they have a variety of roles between application servers and other platform components. I can take a look at my database nodes here, and I see that they have a combination of SQL Server as well as Oracle across both my private as well as my public data center. As an IT operator, I can take a look at all the applications that are executing in that, my environment, and I can segment them based on server so I can see, you know, how are applications behaving on each individual server. Now let's get to the actually important details of basically running an IT infrastructure on Aprenda. I'm going to explain a couple of base concepts that allow us to create the building blocks for enforcing policy on Aprenda. And then as we go through, you're going to see how all those things come to light. First thing we're going to talk about is custom properties. Think of custom properties as a way to add metadata to any type of component in Aprenda, whether that's an application, a server, a database. It allows us to tag that resource with specific data and use that data to enforce policy later on. So let's take a look at a very specific example here. And I have a custom property called personally identifiable information. And I've given it two allowed values, yes or no. And I've made sure it applies to servers and applications. So what that means now is I can go to any server and any application, and I'm going to find there a custom property called PII, and I'm going to be able to choose between one two value, yes or no. And when you look at the application settings here, we can see that developers have visibility into that. So your developers now will be required to answer a question whether they have PII data in their application with that yes or no answer. So let's take a look at an application deployment policy that uses that custom property I just showed you. Before actually I move further, I want to make a quick clarification here. When we look at the life cycle of an application in Aprenda, you always start with the stage we call definition. That's where you get to configure your application, prepare all its metadata, and make it ready to move to the next stage, which is called sandbox. Sandbox is our dev and test pre-production environment where no data is persisted over time in your database, but the application will behave and execute in the same way that it would do when it's published, which is our production stage. So when we look at this application deployment policy, you can dictate policy and say whether this deployment policy applies to sandbox, published, or both. We pick the source object, which basically here is applications. And what essentially you're saying, I would like to match the value of the custom property PII data from my applications to a server. So essentially now, when a developer is being asked when they're creating their new application, do you use personally identifiable information? If he says yes, we will make sure that that application will only land on a server that also says, I accept applications that have personally identifiable information. So think about the power of that. Now you can have a set of servers that controlled by policy have a higher scrutiny in terms of the tests, the compliance, the checks that you make on them than the rest of the servers, and those are the ones that you're going to put your personally identifiable information applications. You can think about how you can segment your data center in different ways and have it controlled by policy. So you can create a policy that says, does this application need to be in the public cloud? Then tag it in such a way, and your servers equivalently, and force it to go to those set of nodes. You can think about if I have an application that cannot move to the public cloud yet. However, For dev and test, I can test its scalability, I can test its functionality in any cloud. There's no reason for me to require it to be in the private cloud, either because it has sensitive data or for any other legal reasons when I'm testing it. So you can create an application deployment policy that says, for the sandbox stage of this application, you can run it anywhere where I have free capacity. But when it's time for you to put it in production, which is our published stage, always bring it on. I think this thing is off. Okay, it's working now. All right, excellent. So, sorry about that, guys. So, when you have an application and you want to make sure no.
I think it's that microphone on the table.
Is this working now? Okay, I guess I can use this one. Okay, cool. All right, so when you have an application and you want to inject code to it, and you want to do it in a way that IT gets to define what needs to, when the application needs to be injected with the code, you can use what you call bootstrap policies. I'll give you a couple of examples to kind of illustrate what we mean by this. So let's say that you have an application performance monitoring library, a set of DLLs that allow you to get introspection into your application. But you don't want to enable that for all the applications, either because of licensing or maybe it's not applicable for all the types of applications. You can essentially create an application bootstrap policy and use the same custom properties we mentioned earlier to define, hey, I want this bootstrap policy to apply to my .NET application components across both sandbox and published, and I want only to happen when a developer has indicated that APM services is going to be needed by their application. So what's going to happen now in the workflow? Developer codes his application in Visual Studio, gives it to Apprenda. On the side, we have these libraries that define our APM capabilities. When the application is ready to be to stand up for the first time, every time we're going to deploy it, we're going to go open up the package, inject these APM libraries into the application, and the developer gets the capability they need in a way that IT has defined. You can think about the way that IT could develop a library that could enforce licensing. It could enforce what libraries you as a developer are using. It could check all the DLLs you're using, make sure they're all signed, make sure they're all signed by your enterprise. It can check versioning. There's a lot of capability that we can allow an IT organization to enforce just by having the ability for them to inject code and workflows right before any application runs on their data center. Now, when we talked about containers earlier, one of the things we talked about is that, you know, they're portable, they're lightweight, but you can also enforce a resource policy on them where you as an IT department can dictate, first of all, how you will charge developers for their applications. You can also dictate the size of the applications they're going to have in your environment. And you can do that by what you call resource policies. So over here, I have a set of resource policies that I have already created, ranging from small, which is 500 megahertz of CPU and 500 megabytes of RAM, to a fairly large one, which is 2 gigahertz across 2 cores and 2 gigabytes of RAM. When a developer gets to create a new application, for every workload within their application, they get to pick what resource policy they want to attach to that, and that allows them to scale vertically. They can also scale horizontally by adding more instances of their application, but by changing the resource policy, it allows them to vertically scale their application. The last but not least thing but not least that I would like to talk about from an operator standpoint is identity. At Apprenda, we allow you to use the Apprenda identity system where you create an account where the username and the password is stored within Apprenda, but we also allow you to federate your identity with any ADFS-based system that you would like. So we have integration with ADFS. You can bring your identity from Ping. You can bring it from another ADFS server that's backed by Active Directory. And we allow you to redirect that identity to your applications, and your end users of your applications can leverage the same identity federation that we provide to you for Apprenda. That's something that is very important to allow developers in an enterprise organization to bring their own identity, be able to run their apps, and use groups in AD to enforce who has access to their applications and how they should be able to consume the resources that are made available to them. Let's switch hats here for a second and move to the developer portal. Now I'm a developer and I get to code my application in Visual Studio, and when I'm done with that, I'm ready to deliver it to Apprenda. I'm gonna show you how easy it is to take an application package and immediately get a running application on our platform. Go ahead and new here. So I'm creating an application called Timecard Ticket. I'm gonna pick here my archive, and I'm gonna show you guys what the archive is in a second. So what's happening behind the scenes here is Apprenda took the application package we provided to it, it created a model out of it, it deconstructed the package, and it started creating the different resources that basically comprise your application, your websites, your databases, your WCF services, Windows services, if you're in the Java world, your work components. So we're deconstructing all of that, we're creating a model, and we're ready for you to go and configure your app and create any metadata that it needs. When we look at the actual application package, it's really just a zip file with a very well-defined structure for the different folders that contain your components. So you have your interfaces here, which is basically your websites. This is very similar to how a web app could be created from Visual Studio. You have your persistence layer, which is your scripts for SQL Server. And there's two sets of scripts that Apprenda usually needs. The first one is the application provisioning script that defines the schema, the tables, the relationships within your database. That's what we need to create the first version of your database and offer you database as a service. The second script that is optional and it's not included in this specific application is a tenant provisioning script. What would you like us to do every time you onboard a new tenant if you selected multi-tenants in Apprenda? Is there any specific data we need to do? Is there any tables we need to create? That's the secondary script that we usually require for that purpose. And then you have your services, which is basically a collection of WCF services that comprise of your middle tier of your application. We also have a deployment manifest that contains some of the metadata for your application, which is the same metadata that you can configure and drive from the developer portal. So let's go back to the portal. Our archive was successfully processed, and we have in Apprenda our Timecard Ticket application. We're in the configuration tab here, and I'm gonna go through some of the different settings that developers have available to them today. The first thing is user access. Remember how I talked about how easy it is for developers to bring an application into Apprenda and start leveraging our capabilities? With just a click of a button, you can configure your app to be authenticated, meaning any user that before they access your app, they need to basically be able to be authenticated in the Apprenda platform, whether that's using the Apprenda identity or your federated identity. We work with both. If you picked authorized, not only the user needs to be authenticated, but you should have given him explicit access to your application through our account portal. And if you chose multi-tenancy, then you get authorization, you get authentication, and you get segregation of data across different tenants. So every tenant within your organization that is using your application is going to get isolation of their data. When you're picking the model, we also give you another explicit option to isolate the databases across each one of your tenants. So essentially what's happening, where you developed an application that has a single database, single user, no authentication, which is a few clicks of a button, you get a multi-tenant platform where every single user of yours can get their own individual database. Can be backed up as often as you like, and you have complete control of that database. I'm going to pick any user here just to make it a little bit easier for us. When we look at the deployment here, we get to pick a set of custom properties that were defined by our IT administrator, and we get to make the choice we talked about earlier. So over here, I have my personal identifiable information. I'm going to make sure I make that set to yes. And now what's going to happen is I'm going to be matched to servers that have the same setting set for them. And in my case, these are the servers in the private cloud of my organization. From an architecture standpoint, I get to define what the URL will be for my application so my end users can consume it. I can choose a subdomain or a path URL. I could even use a vanity URL if I would like to and create my own DNS redirection and call my app whatever my line of business wants it to be called. Could be my brand new modern application built on Apprenda.com. I get to pick a data model where I want an isolated or a commingled database. This is only applicable to multi-tenant databases. And my database provider for this specific application is SQL Server. Let's go ahead and hit save here so we can save our custom properties. I'm going to go back to the dashboard now and go ahead and deploy this application so that the process can start moving my application from the definition to the sandbox lifecycle. Now, while this is happening, what Apprenda will do is we will go ahead and find the server that matches policy to start deploying your components. Once we stand them up and within our container, we'll go change our load balancer and put the right direction routes for your application, whether you have one instance, two instances, or 10. Our router will always be updated to make sure it finds your application in the location you have it. The application will register with our internal distributed system to make sure that we start ensuring that it's healthy and always available. And if it ever goes down, we'll stand up another instance of it immediately. And overall, we will stitch your application to be able to talk to the database, talk to other data, to other components of the application between your websites, your WCF tier, and we allow you to, from a developer standpoint, we give you a set of tokens that we update automatically for you and allow you to intercommunicate between other components of the platform. As a developer, you also have access to a distributed cache that allows you to use within your application, and the different instances of your app can communicate with each other. So now my application is up and running, and that took probably like 1 or 2 minutes. And I can immediately launch it and start seeing it in action on that environment. Let's give it here a second. So one of the important things that Apprenda does is for WCF services, if no activity is happening, we usually start shutting them down to reserve resources on your compute unit. But as soon as a request comes in, we will hold the request, go stand up a new instance of your WCF tier, and forward the request. That's very powerful. First of all, you're saving on cost because you're not running all the time. And the user doesn't get a different experience because we can stand up a new instance of our container in just a few seconds, which is exactly what happened in this case right now. While the app is running, I want to show you guys a couple of things about scalability here. The first scalability we'll talk about is horizontal. So remember earlier when we defined the set of resource policies that you can attach to your application. Well, I know here that my web services, this time card service, is using the small policy with 500 gigahertz of CPU and 500 megabytes of RAM. Well, I know that I'm going to need a little bit more power into that instance of my container, so I can just drag and drop this to the medium resource policy, and by saving it immediately, any new instances of my application for that specific workload are going to get this higher resource policy. So maybe my application needs a little bit more compute power, and that's why I needed that. However, if you want to dictate that, I know now that we're doing this demo that a lot of you guys might hit this time card service, and I would like to increase the scalability of that component, I could go ahead and change that and manually define that I would like two instances of my website and two instances of my WCF service to be made available on the platform. Look how easy it is and how long it took me to take a single tenant, single application, upload it into the platform, and immediately scale it across multiple instances. And if we go ahead and look at our operator portal here, oops, using the wrong. I'll go ahead and show you the application in the operator portal while that's happening behind the scenes. So our application already got two instances, both for the WCF tier as well as for the website. And when we go to the operator portal, I can search for my application here. Here it is. It's in version 1. It's in Sandbox. And when I look at all its components, I can see here they have two instances of each of my front tier as well as my middle tier running. I can see the resource policy now that has changed from 500 megahertz and 500 megabytes of RAM for the new instances of them to be at the higher resource policy that enables me to have a 1 gigahertz of CPU and a gigabyte of RAM. And I can also see, you know, where my databases are lying for. And more importantly here, when I look at one of the interfaces of my application, one of the things here that I get to see is the ability to move. So now this application is running within my private data center because I set the PII policy set to true. I can directly pick another server where I can migrate this application and move it from the private data center to the public one. No, for some reason the server names are not showing up. Interesting. Okay, have a little demo glitch here. This is actually a version of our software that, you know, we're continuously changing all the time. So I'm on experimental platform. So I apologize about that. The last thing I would like to show you guys is the platform add-ons. We talked about earlier about our ability to extend our platform and provide new capabilities to developers and give them the ability to provide IT sanctioned services by extending our platform. Here, what you'll see in a second is a list of all the add-ons that we have developed internally at Aprenda, and we will provide both the source code as well as the add-ons to our developers and IT personnel. You see here a ton of Amazon-specific ones. We have some Azure capabilities, MongoDB, a NetApp volume add-on. All of these are capabilities that now a developer can use in an IT-sanctioned way. He can use them within his application without having to write a single line of code. So you would like to use an S3 database to store your data, you don't need to worry about how to configure the connection to S3, what accounts to use, what APIs you should use for connection. You don't have to worry about any of that. You create the add-on, instantiate, you get back a connection string that explains to you how to connect to S3, and you can immediately start utilizing the capability of S3, for example. Slide deck started from the beginning for some reason. We're getting a few glitches today, guys. Sorry about that. All right, so you can actually try Apprenda today, immediately. We're actually part of the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. We're a certified virtual machine image there, so you can visit this site and you can immediately create a virtual machine. It will install the Express edition of Apprenda, which has some limitation in terms of memory and the number of nodes that you can run into Apprenda. But most of our core platform capabilities are there. You'll be able to see the operator portal, you'll be able to see the developer portal, and upload your applications and see all the benefits that we provide to you from an application as well as an operator standpoint. We're also introducing the Apprenda One Cloud with Microsoft Azure Go-to-Market. As part of that program, any customer of ours that purchases Apprenda licensing, the ability for you to run Apprenda, you also get in exchange a percentage of that in Azure licensing for free. As a customer, you don't have to pay a cent on that, and we'll write you a check to enable you to go start utilizing the hybrid cloud and stand up some resources in Windows Azure. Maybe you can start doing your dev and test there, and it won't cost you a cent. Any questions? All right. Please go ahead and write down this URL. If you complete this survey within the hour, you'll be entered to win one of those very cool drones, the DJI Phantom 2 Vision quadcopter. That's the one that has the built-in camera on it already. So go ahead and it's apprenda.com/ticket-contest. In about an hour or so, we'll do the drawing and we'll notify the winner and we'll ship the drone to their house. Excuse me?
We'll email you. When you hit the URL, you get to put your contact information and we'll email you.
For more information on Windows Server, System Center, Azure Pack, Microsoft Azure, the standard links here that are coming, as well as the resources that you get both from Channel 9 as well as TechNet and Developer Network. If you actually go to youtube.com/apprenda, we have a set of videos that we've done that outline our integration with key technologies. We have one video for Windows Azure Pack that goes in length in terms of how we've extended that capability. We have a video that talks about Visual Studio, Operations Manager, System Center. We have a lengthy preview of our 5.0 release, and a few other videos that will be complementary to the knowledge that you gained today. Before we wrap up, I want to go back to the demo now and show you a couple of other additional capabilities of Apprenda and how we work with some of the technologies that I just mentioned right now for demos. Things like Visual Studio, Application Insights, TFS, and as well as Windows Azure Pack. The first thing I'll show you is Visual Studio. So within Visual Studio, we have created the Apprenda Explorer. And the Apprenda Explorer basically gives you a very lightweight view of your applications that you're running within Apprenda. So this is the environment as I had created it earlier. And if I go ahead and hit the refresh here, you'll see that the new application that we just created earlier, the time card ticket, showed up. It should be in the sandbox stage. And I can kind of manage the application from within here. So I can promote it, demote it, update it, as well as launch it. So as a developer, that gives me the ability to code my application within Visual Studio, stay within the single pane of glass that I'm comfortable with, and be able to upload my application into Apprenda, manage it, take it through the lifecycle changes, and I can do all of those things programmatically without having to leave my favorite console. Now, if I'm an IT department or a developer organization and we're developing our applications, I want to be able to know, if Apprenda becomes my application delivery platform, how do I test my applications on a nightly basis after I do a build? With our integration with TFS, we have a code activity that you can embed in your build process. And this is what you see here in the middle. And what it allows you is to define the parameters of how this application within the build environment matches an application that's deployed in Apprenda. So essentially, you're telling, creating a build definition that you define the Apprenda environment, your credentials to log into it, the application that this build definition maps to, and every time the nightly build kicks in, it will go create a new version of your application based on your build definition name and the date that you're using. It will promote that new application into the sandbox stage and give you back a URL that you can test your application. It's very powerful. You do a build every night, you have a standing executed app running on Apprenda, and you can start running your web, Visual Studio web tests or any other automation infrastructure you have. So you don't skip a beat just by developing on Apprenda. You also get the benefits within your existing current build infrastructure. Now, if I'm an application owner and I have an application, I also want to know, how are my end users interacting with it? Well, you can integrate with technologies like Visual Studio Application Insights, and I actually worked on that as well when I was at Microsoft. And we allow you, well, they allow you, our interaction together allows you to basically get insight into how your users are using your application. You can get things like telemetry, availability, outside-in monitoring. So over here, I can see the trend of active users per day, new versus returning, how my users are behaving on my application. I can see what kind of browsers they're using and get all of that data that will inform me, make better decisions about my application and drive it to become better and better every day. Last thing I'm going to show you is the Windows Azure Pack. This is yet another way for a developer to be able to interact with Apprenda. And the same developer could have access to resources like the Service Bus or Azure websites or other complementary solutions. And within the single pane of glass, you also get to see all the different Apprenda applications that you have. You get to interact with them in a similar way like you did in our developer portal. And you can do things like promote, demote, delete, co-edit their configuration, and drive them through the lifecycle of your application. That's it, guys, for demos and PowerPoint. If anybody has any questions, Renee and I will stick around and, you know, feel free to ask us anything you have. You can also drop me an email. My email address is mmichael@apprenda.com. And thank you so much for attending this session and giving some back of some of your valuable time during lunchtime. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, absolutely.